Up next, you've seen the planes in the air over the cornfields of the Midwest. I asked Emerson Nafziger, University of Illinois Extension agronomist, if the fungicides most of them were spraying were a worthwhile expense. He's already said no, but that it didn't really keep the planes on the ground.
And I put in data on the on our data, and you know, I made the statement there that we have pretty clear evidence that this fungicide headline, basically, because that company has been most aggressive and they've paid for research to try to figure out what it might be doing. So this whole plant health euphemism that they came up with is a, you know, we think this stuff will increase yields without disease, but we don't want to put that in writing kind of thing. You see, they believe fully, and I don't disagree, that this material might have some growth regulator activity. And they've talked about it reducing respiration rates, which in plants can be a positive thing. But I went on to say that in my average over the 10 trials I had to drag data out from was about 6 bushel, which isn't enough. That doesn't pay for the material in the application. So, but it ranged from none to 12. 12 is enough, and 12 to 15 is the magic range that BASF has on their website, and they say they've had 5,000 on-farm trials, you know, and they're averaging 12 to 15 bushel yield increase. And so it's pretty clear that this is not all disease that they're controlling. And that's why we see these planes flying, even though there's essentially no diseases out there at all. This has been the year of the non-disease. I mean, the dry weather we had for weeks, and then we got a good amounts of rainfall the last week of June. But since then, as we see here, it's cool and dry, and the breeze is blowing. This is just not weather for foliar diseases to develop. So I'm sure that the price of corn is high. People are looking at a crop in pretty good condition in most cases. They're saying, well, I think even if it isn't necessary, you know, it seems like a reasonable expenditure because we don't need a big yield increase to pay for it, and we're going to spend money on this crop in ways that we can think to spend money to assure that it's going to be there. I made the point clearly that we don't have any way to guess if it's a physiological effect rather than a disease control effect that fungicide is having. We don't have any way to guess what conditions that would come forth under. So we saw one trial last year where corn following soybean had a greater response than corn following corn. Well, that goes to the point that, you know, disease probably isn't part the whole picture in many cases. In that trial, we didn't have very much disease in either rotation. But there is a lot of corn after corn this year, and people at least, I think that helped get the ball rolling on this and said, well, that's where you get your foliar diseases, and that's where you need to protect. So there is some protection, but the label on these fungicides suggests that, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, they're going to lose much of their effectiveness, and the label even talks about a respray if necessary. Well, we're at a point now, the crop is well ahead of normal. It's certainly well on its way to good yields, if nothing bad happens. And we say that with more confidence than we usually have at this time of the year because pollination seems to have been so successful in so many fields. We can see these, you know, if you drive by the field and notice the silks, that's usually a good sign that they got out and were in good shape. And also that, you know, rootworms didn't eat them off. So the other reason that people are giving, and that is, you know, that they can stick some insecticide in there at the same time and not pay extra for application, is certainly true. But, you know, unlike the fungicides, I don't think anybody has thought that the insecticides might be giving some kind of yield increase if there aren't any insects to control. So sort of covering the world here with fungicides and insecticides, I guess, isn't along the lines of the IPM that people have talked about for so long. And we're kind of concerned about it just as a practice. We worry that things like this fall into the normal practice category where you just do it without thinking. And fungicides and insecticides, because of what they do and because of what they cost, should probably never be just done without thinking. And we are concerned that that might be happening in some cases.
That was U of I Extension agronomist Emerson Nafziger speaking about the prophylactic application of fungicides to corn that has been taking place across the state of Illinois and in other parts of the Midwest.